Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say...
I'm outraged at your attitude, boy.
Oh, Jason, you
let me just say this. I don't smoke. I buy smokes once a month. I go outside with everybody else and stand there and let that little bad boy burn down. I'm not getting cancer, and I hate my boss.
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Welcome. What a pig that guy was, Jason.
Oh,
jeez.
Trash talk back Tuesday. It's a fiery one, isn't it?
It's fun. Ollie, have you realised what day it is?
Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday, baby. And Ollie, look what's this on my wrist. Come on, tell everyone, what's this on my wrist?
Oh, God, how wacky of you.
Yeah.
You're still wearing your Sports and Aquatic Centre wristband.
How good's that? Went to the gym, bro. How much do you lift? Less than me. Let's get on with the show.
Woo! Just a bit of signalling.
Huh?
To everyone in the room.
Just letting everyone know I went to the gym. Guys, yep. I went to the gym. See my wristband here? It's got my RFID and it gets me into the gym in my locker.
Cool, man. We can tell as well by the way you're hobbling around.
Huh?
Like this. Like, oh.
That's not because of the gym.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I hurt my leg.
Moving on. Tom, your favourite day, Wednesday, I guess, because Deep Thought of the Week is a feature and you love to say nothing for about 3 minutes straight.
Deep Thought of the Week.
It's so much fun. Jeez, those thoughts just need to be broadcast. As well as tradies, Ollie. Tradies are going to be brought down a notch tonight.
I'm on board.
You're in the spotlight, guys.
Tradies are in the spotlight because there's a big fallacy about tradies going around.
Mm.
We all think they're a certain kind of person.
No.
They're not.
No. What phonies. What phonies. But up next, have you been listening to this show carefully?
Mm-hmm.
If you have, you could score an invite to a private gig, a money can't buy experience to come see Snow Patrol with us.
Wow.
That's up next. It's called Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Another brick in the wall, Pink Floyd. Triple M's Tom and Ollie hanging out with you on a wacky Wednesday night. It's your say on the music tonight. In tune or tuner, we've got a Dean Lewis track to play for you around 7:30. But have you been listening to this show carefully?
Attention, attention.
Tom and Ollie's.
Listen.
Show Patrol.
All right, listen up, you guys.
For Snow Patrol.
I need you to listen to me very carefully.
Snow Patrol are coming to Australia Thursday, August 2nd, Palais Theatre, Melbourne.
Australia.
Saturday, August 4th, ICC Darling Harbour Theatre, Sydney. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au. But the only place to see them up close and personal is at our private gig. That's right. Money cannot buy these tickets because there's no tickets. It's just invites.
It's intimate, Tom, and that's what's so beautiful about this. And of course, Snow Patrol songs, they are intimate. So they'll feel special in this tight little space.
Now,
but to get here, you've got to be able to, I guess, prove that you know this show well enough. You've been paying attention.
Yeah, you need to patrol the show. To get to patrol the snow or Snow Patrol.
I think it's called Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
Yeah, but I was...
That's the most succinct way.
Great. Yeah. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You're a good fan of Snow Patrol?
Yeah, I love it, yeah. I've been listening to them for many years now, yeah. It's good for their new album that just came out, so it's really good.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Lovely. And you're across our show because the question we're going to ask tonight is actually from last year.
Okay, well, I've been listening to you guys for about 6 months, so hopefully I can get something right. But
yeah, well, you can just guess the timbre of the question, you know, the actual, just the feel of it.
Yeah, well, we have questions on this show. That's what we do, Pat. Now, we'll cast our minds back to the 10th of April, 2017. We were discussing surprise parties gone wrong, and Charlie gave us a call with this.
I'm a paramedic, and we were called to a surprise party when the 60-something-year-old bloke whose party it was.
Now, you need to finish what happened in that story.
It's a multiple choice, Pat. Now, here are your options. The bloke whose party it was, A, chopped his finger off, B, got his head stuck in a cat door, or C, he died.
I mean, the last one sounds too morbid, so I don't think that'd be on radio, but I'm going to go with the second option, B, I think.
Which was, Ollie? What was that?
B was he got his head stuck in a cat door.
Yeah, go with that. Why not?
Can confirm, Tom, that is incorrect.
Sorry, Pat. You weren't patrolling the show enough.
No, that's okay.
Sorry,
it was a while ago, but
it was.
Look, this show's pretty full on. I will say that. Nothing's off the table here. So the answers I've given there, it's not B. It's obviously A or C.
We'll head over to Dave now. Dave, are you a fan of Snow Patrol or this show or both?
Massive fan.
Great.
Snow Patrol, but yeah, you guys as well.
Okay, good on you,
thanks.
Dave. Good answer.
Thanks,
all right,
Dave.
Mate, let's cut to the chase here. We've already got B out of the way. So
you have to finish what Charlie said on the 10th of April 2017 when we were talking about surprise parties gone wrong. I'll play it for you again.
I'm a paramedic, and we were called to a surprise party when the 60-something-year-old bloke whose party it was.
Is it A, he chopped off his finger, or C, he died?
I definitely remember this. It was C, he died. I know it.
Let's take a listen.
I'm a paramedic, and we were called to a surprise party when the 60-something-year-old bloke whose party it was, when they all yelled surprise, he dropped dead.
Oh.
Davey died. He's going
around. Yeah.
How about that,
you're
going to Snow Patrol, mate.
Oh, my God. My wife is going to be in love with me.
Really?
Oh, it was a first for everything. That's great, Dave.
Mate, well done. You've scored yourself an invite. It's a private gig. You're going to see Snow Patrol up close and personal. And
amazing.
So good, Dave. We'll see you then. And the best thing is that phone call from Charlie, that is our boss's favourite moment in this show in our entire career. It was a great call, Tom.
We should redo
surprise parties.
We should. And if you want to play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol, head to triplem.com.au, just like Dave did. We'll play again tomorrow night. But up next, tradies, watch out. You're in the spotlight. You're listening to Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's back to the wall to finals. Well done, Dave. You're coming along to see Snow Patrol in a private, intimate gig that we're hosting. Money can't buy these tickets because they're not tickets. They're invites. TripleM.com.au. Register to play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. We have questions. That's what we do on this show. I feel like
This is more of a statement, Tom.
This is more of a statement, which I'm scared about doing because it breaks the whole idea of the show.
But it's a throwdown that really invites a response. And a response is a question and an answer.
Ollie, tradies, they're down to earth, aren't they?
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
They're the everyman of Australia.
Yeah, sure. They work hard.
But Ollie, there's a list out today from serviceseeking.com.au, which sounds like a dating service, by the way. Service seeking,
not dating.
Yeah. Ollie, it's the tradie rich list. How about this? Have you heard this?
Hang on. So tradies aren't down to earth?
Mate, tradies are absolutely raking it in when it comes to money. I mean, they're earning a load.
Really? I thought they were the humble worker, the labourer,
the man about town
that's just getting through and shouting beers even though he hasn't got much cash.
Mate, listen to this. A removalist is the number one job that you can earn being a tradie. Now, I wouldn't have even called a removalist a tradie.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, removalist, for not being in the tradie category.
Yeah.
But I just feel like a removalist, nah, you're like...
Yeah, you're not really a tradesman.
You're labour.
You're a big, strong man that carries stuff around.
Yeah, you don't... Actually, we shouldn't be saying much about removalists because they are big and strong. They could probably...
Yeah, they would.
They could probably come after
us. I would beat you.
But removalists, again, $93.24 an hour. That's the average hourly cost in the financial year of 2018.
That's like their hourly pay rate. So then the list goes down. Removalist number one. Number two, plumber. Number three, Sparky.
Hang on. Plumbers are making $83.04 an hour? That's a lot. That is a lot of cash.
Tom, can I just point out, though, the stats you've got here, you know, the title is Richest Tradies.
Yeah,
but you're coming out here on the radio saying that, oh my God, tradies are rich.
Mate, they are rich.
But this list...
Mate, listen to the list.
This list is just
a list. Carpenters, $55.71 an hour.
But this list is just ordering how much money each tradesman makes. It's not saying they're the richest in the of all people. But this is just a list of tradesmen.
Yeah, but the headline was about tradies being really rich, so I just took the headline.
Have you read the article?
I half read it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll
Plasterers, $48.43. Here we go. This is what I want to do.
Too much money.
133353. Tradies, come on. I dare you to not... I dare you to tell me you're not rich. Go on.
Come on. Stump up, tradies, because it looks like you're making a lot of cash here.
I dare you to call 133353 and tell me that you're not raking it in.
Have the gall. Have the guts.
Yeah, come on, tradies.
Oh, to even pretend that you're not rich, because I know you're rich. Either you're out there and you're rich and you're going, damn, we're caught, or you're going, no, I'm not rich, but you are.
133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Mr. Brightside, the Killers, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We love you to have the say on the music that we play. We've got a new track from a guy called Dean Lewis coming up very soon. We'll ask you if it's a tune or if it's tuna.
Tuna. You're taking it on, aren't
yeah,
you, Tom?
Yeah, I'll take it on.
It was tuna, but yeah. you've gone to tuna.
Tuna. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Come on, tradies, jump on the phone now. I dare you to tell me you're not rich.
Yeah.
I've seen a list today of the richest trades.
Interesting list.
It's got just all tradies. It doesn't have other jobs. So it just lists all
the trades. But number one on the list, Tom, is removalist.
$93.24 an hour.
Then you get your plumbers, $83 to charge out hour. Sparkies, $75 to charge for an hour.
Is it just me or when you talk about tradies, do you suddenly have a bit more of an Aussie twang? You know, landscapers, $51.02.
Yeah, whereas if it was like talking about Shiraz, have a glass of Shiraz, please, or Pinot Noir.
I'd start talking like this, start talking about the tannins.
No one talks about tannins these days.
Tannins left on the tongue.
Tannins aren't a thing when it comes to wine.
Tannins and legs. It's all about the tannins and legs these days.
No, it's not. I kind of get the removalist thing, though, because they can't do a bunch of gigs in a day.
Nah.
They get one job, because it's a big job. They've got a huge truck. They can't afford to just be charging $20 an hour.
Ollie, guess what?
What?
Aiden's give us a call on 133353. Come on, Aiden. I dare you to tell me you're not rich.
Oh, mate. You don't know how much this annoys and pisses off us tradies, hey? Like, this service seeking, this website,
that is what we
get charged out as.
Yeah.
Because you're rich.
Because you're rich.
If you are not the owner of the company, you do not take home anywhere near that amount of money.
Mm.
And the reason he has to charge us out for that amount of money is because we have so many more overheads than other businesses and other professions that he has to cover so that he's making money as well.
Because you're eating caviar for lunch.
Aiden, sounds like you're either having caviar or an acai bowl for lunch. I mean, something expensive. Mate, I'm reading the list here. All I can see is the figure that says you're making, as a removalist, $93, and that's take-home post-tax.
What do you do, Aiden? What's your trade?
I'm a Sparky.
All right, $75.71 it says on this list. What are your overheads as a Sparky?
Well, you got all your insurances.
Yeah.
Vehicle insurance, he's got fuel, he's got to pay, he's got tool insurance.
Is it expensive to insure a Mercedes-Benz? Is that expensive for you?
Oh, mate, I tell you what, if the Sparkies were rocking up in Mercedes-Benz, I don't think anyone would hire them.
Well, I honestly, Tom, I saw a guy in high vis, I assume a tradie, driving a nice Audi today. So the stats don't lie, and the anecdotal evidence I'm bringing to you, it's hard to deny.
Mate, you hear one story, that's truth. You know, that's the same for everyone else.
So what's the article, what's the headline? Richest tradies.
Richest tradies. Come on, I dare you to tell me you're not rich tradies. Good on you, Aiden. Thanks for sharing, and I know it's tough times. Hey, Tomo, how you doing?
Yeah, you go, mate. How are you?
Oh, I bet you're a rich bastard, bloody getting craft beer by the ton.
Yeah, no, mate, BB for me. No, removalists aren't the richest, mate. The company might be earning the money, but I'm only on $29 an hour.
Well, but no, see, Tomo, it says on a website that you're earning $93.24, so...
Yeah, that's an average for the company, but the company I work for can earn up to $200 an hour.
So you're telling me a bit of like a Kent removalist, they're taking home the cash, are they?
Well, I don't know who they are, but... as a removalist, mate, I'm only on $29 an hour, so...
All right, well, it's tit for tat when it comes to removalists,
then. The folks are the bunch of Kent's removalists. They're making a bit of cash.
Here we go. Yash has given us a call. Hey, Yash, we're on 133353. Mate, you've got some employees at your business. You want to complain about their wages, do you? They're getting too rich, are they?
Yes, please. Good evening, boys. Love your show. But just... from the accent, you can pick up I'm not a tradie. So I'm just a dumb manager. Since I've migrated to Australia, I've been chasing my tradie's pay, and I'm always behind the eight ball. I will never, ever catch them. I manage quite a few of them, love them all, but I don't know what is wrong with me that I will never get paid as much as they are.
So you're saying that they're lying and they are rich?
Yes, they are. Not saying that they are lying, but because I see their paycheck every week, I know how much they make. Unless they are always, every day, all day on pokey machines, they should be loaded.
You've heard it here first, tradies. Right. Yasha has thrown the gauntlet down.
Good on you, Yasha. Sam, 133353. Come on, mate. I dare you to tell me you're not rich if you're a tradie.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Yeah, well, we're getting fired up here.
You there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, where are you guys getting your numbers from? $88 an hour.
Serviceseeking.com.au.
The website with...
they've got a great article out, and it says here that most tradesmen are earning a lot per hour.
Hey. Boys, your numbers are low. $88 for a plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your electrician number?
75 an hour.
75. Mate, if I can get an electrician to come to site for under $120 an hour, I'll go, hey.
Yeah, but surely you've got a minimum call as well.
Plus 2 hours, and on a Saturday, the boys get 4 hours double bubble as well.
Oh, they need it. What's your job, Sam?
Facilities management.
Facilities. So you use tradesmen?
We use tradesmen. So we pay the charge out rate, but I'll ratify your first caller. The poor buggers don't get that rate passed on.
Yeah. Is that because you're not paying them well enough?
Oh, there's an argument there.
There we go, Sam. It's all Sam's fault.
What do you prefer, caviar or oysters?
It's hard to say. I'll take Sydney Rock oysters. I'm not fond of them.
Here we go.
He's got a location.
Talk it up.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, we love you to have say on the music that we play. That's why we do this.
Tom and Ollie's
Shut up.
Tune.
Shut up.
Or Tuna.
That's right. It used to be called Rock It or Roll It. It was then called Flick It or Lick It. It is now Tune or Tuna. Or as you call it, Tom, Tune or Tuna. Which, either one, it's a tune, it's a good song, or it's not. It's in the ocean.
We've got a new one from this guy, Dean Lewis. You might know him from his song, Waves.
Yeah, huge hit last year, Tom, from this Sydney-based songwriter. Young guy, like, doing great stuff. Hasn't even got an album out yet. Sort of just doing the singles.
Really?
But this is a new track of his called Be All Right. So we ask you whether you think this track, Be All Right, is a tune or a tuner.
Tuner. 133353. Get involved on the phones. Tell us, what do you think about Be All Right by Dean Lewis? Let's press play now. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sydney-based songwriter Dean Lewis with Be All Right. It's a new track here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. And call 133353 because we want you to have a say on that song.
Tom and Ollie's Tune.
Ah, there it is. Tom, the new one, as you said, from Dean Lewis, Be All Right. Apparently written about a few different relationships. Some were his and some were from his friends' relationships. So a bit of a polyamorous song, you could say. No response. Cool.
Don't put words in his mouth.
Yeah, well, I'm just summarising it in my own way.
133353, what do you reckon about this? The tune? Is it a tune or a tune? Nah. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how you going?
What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely a tune. It's a sick Yeah Boy song. I'm loving it. Keep it playing.
Okay, good. Glad you got the reference in the opener as well.
What's Yeah Boy from?
It's a guy on YouTube. It's a young kid. Oh. And it's just a video that's called My Longest Yeah Boy Ever. And he just goes, Yeah Boy! For like a really long time.
I've got a feeling that some radio stations may have done it already, but can we do a How Long Is a Yeah Boy competition? Let's do it after this.
They definitely would have been done.
I don't care.
I don't know it.
Nah. In my head. So as far as I'm concerned, it's fresh content.
Yeah, good. All right, we'll do that next. Hey, Christy.
Hello.
We're talking about Dean Lewis's new track, Be Alright. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I just heard it. It is definitely a tune.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if it's a tune, Christy, then do you want to give it a bit of a Yeah Boy?
Yeah Boy.
Brilliant. All right. Good stuff, Christy. Rich, 133353. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's a tuna.
Oh, flippity
flop. Worst song I've heard today.
Whoa.
How many songs you heard today?
Horrible. Heaps. I just had band practice.
Oh, wow. So worse than your own music.
Yeah, definitely. And mine's pretty bad.
What's your band called, Rich?
The one tonight is called Well.
What do you mean the one tonight? How many bands are you in?
I'm in three at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Focus on one of them. Just make it good, okay?
Well,
never heard of them.
I was just doing a plug for the band. Mitchell, tune or tuna?
Oh, mate, absolute tune.
Yeah, nice. Rip into it, I reckon. Yeah,
okay.
Alex on 133353, what do you think about the new Dean Lewis song, Be All Right?
Padding.
Tuna. Terrible, mate.
Yeah, cool. Thanks. Right.
Thought about it. He thought about it as you asked him, which I like that. A big.
Brad, tune or tuna?
Hey, boys, it's definitely a tune. I think that's a well-written song. And, you know, Sydney boy, yep. Absolute tune.
Are you a Sydney lad yourself?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, give it a yeah, boy, then.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, brilliant. All right.
You wouldn't win that. You wouldn't win the longest yeah, boy comp with that one.
No.
But it could be in contention.
All right. So it sounds like Be All Right by Dean Lewis is a big yay.
Should we get the final numbers?
Our producer Eli can't work out percentages yet. He's messaged them in.
Eli, just hang up on the listener and speak on the radio live. Give it a guesstimate. No one's counting
it's 75%.
Properly. Just, what do you think? Tell us.
What's the percentage?
She's hopeless.
Hey, we're looking at around 70% for tuna. Oh, no, June.
Oh, God.
Never again. All right, let's do it, Tom. Biggest yeah boy you got.
All right, okay. 133353. How long can you do this? Yeah, boy!
That's 15 seconds. 20 seconds. All right, you set the record. 133353. How long is it, yeah, boy? Can you beat Tom's 24 seconds just then?
Here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call.
Oh, Jesus. It's Selling the Drama Live. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll be asking, what's something you definitely didn't do? Of course, you probably heard Trump going back on his comments today. Well, that's something he definitely didn't do. So we'll be asking what you definitely didn't do very soon.
Now, Tom, we do say that we are the number one development show on Triple M. And I think that's true. We do also bring you new music, as you just heard from Dean Lewis. And I think we're also now educating people about some trends that are out there that are also new and happening and current.
I don't know why we're doing this.
The older generation listening will be a bit in the dark. So let's catch you up here. Yeah. There is an online trend. It started from a video of a young kid. And all he does basically is do a phrase that just goes, yeah, boy. But he extends it out for as long as he can, doesn't he, Tom?
He does. Take a listen to his introduction on his YouTube video.
I will be attempting to do a... You didn't know who I am. It's not like this is my channel or anything.
What? Ignore that part.
Okay, hang on.
You probably should have edited it.
Well, I did edit it, but he does it. He says that a couple of times.
Okay, I'll explain. In the meantime, 133353, we're holding our very own, and I think Triple M's first, yeah, boy, competition.
Yeah.
I honestly have never heard this done on other stations, but I can only imagine it must have been.
It definitely has to have been.
Hello, my name's Gunwani, and I will be attempting...
Just try again, Tom.
The longest chair boy...
A chair boy, not yeah boy.
Ever.
Ever. And so he goes on to then go, yeah, boy.
Are we going to hear it or you can't?
Well,
fine.
Really
let's get the authentic yeah boys that are out there in the community right now.
Here you go. I'll get his. Here we go. Here. Ready? Ready?
Yep. Yeah, boy!
All right. It's like distorting the audio.
Amazing and also disgusting. Now, let's just see how our listeners fare in such a comp. How can you go in a yeah, boy? How long can you go? And we've got Simon as our first competitor. Evening, Simon.
Hey, I'm here.
You're a younger lad. How are you? How old are you?
Good, you?
Yeah, I'm good. How old are you?
21.
21. And is the year boy a bit of a thing amongst your friendship group?
Not really. I just flicked on the radio and thought I'd give it a shot.
Okay, You're almost a novice at the cheer boy.
All right, you got your clock ready, Ollie?
I do.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Yeah, boy.
How long's that?
13.
No.
14.
All right, well done.
Pit it out there a bit at the end. Simon, that was pretty good. That was 16 seconds.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, chair boy.
All right, let's go to Graham. Graham, you reckon that you can do a pretty big yeah, boy?
Boy, mate, I got this covered. Easy peasy.
Now, you're a bit older, Graham. You're 29.
Yeah, mate, I'm hip and old. That's how it works.
All right, you're hip and old. Well, that's the perfect combo, Graham.
Graham, take it away.
Yeah, boy!
How long's that?
15 seconds, Graham. Seconds. I'm sorry, you didn't beat Simon.
Nah, he was cheating, mate.
You reckon Simon cheated? Yeah, all right. Someone in the background saying cheated.
Good on you, Graham. Mark on 133353. You're 19 years old, Mark. You must be good at this.
Hopefully.
Simon, sorry, Mark, is the Year Boy important to your youth culture as a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
All right, turn the radio off in the background, mate. It's the number one rule that you do when you call the radio station. And then we'll start the clock off and go for it.
All right, too easy. Cheers.
Well, ready when you are. Off you go.
All right, so cheers. All right.
What? Mark, are you...
Go.
Go, now. Go.
Yeah, boy.
Right, yeah. He was never going to win.
We've got heaps of calls coming in, but I think we'll call it there. Should we?
I think we should call it there.
I think the winner is actually our first contestant, Simon.
Oh, Simon!
Simon, well done.
Beautiful.
We've scrounged around to get you a worthy prize for the longest Year Boy on Triple M, and we found a DVD called The Flavour of Love, which is a dating show with Flavour Flav.
My dating is fine, mate. What are you trying to say?
No, it's just a funny TV show like The Bachelor. You can watch Flavour Flav in the search for love with a bunch of bachelorettes.
Can I sign up for one or not really?
No, the show's been recorded and finished.
Thanks so much, Simon. Yeah, boy, indeed. Up next, what's something you definitely didn't do? Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, certainly a wacky Wednesday, isn't it? Jeez.
Oh, bloody hell.
After hearing the longest Yeah, Boy ever. We'll jump in the pondering pond very soon for Deep Thought of the Week.
That was pretty groundbreaking stuff for Triple M, Tom, I think. Maybe time just to scale it back to some standard radio.
All right, well then maybe we won't ask the question, what's something you definitely didn't do?
It's a pretty backward question.
Yeah, it is. Ollie, I just want to give you a heartwarming story now. I thought it'd be nice for a Wednesday night, you know, it's the middle of the week. Let's get through it with a nice heartwarming story from the BBC. The British Broadcasting Company.
Sounds lovely, Tom. Take it away. I'll put my feet up and relax.
It's a story from the US, Ollie.
Yep. Just getting comfortable. Oh, good. Hang on. There we go.
Think about Birmingham, Alabama. Walter Carr, after his car broke down. Now, by the way, I might be literally reading verbatim some of this. So this source is the BBC, okay? Just so that we're...
You did say that you would learn the story well enough to tell it in a nice storytelling...
Well, I could do that, or I could just read some of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shame.
It's, of course, an action drama, so we've got some action drama music here.
This is a real story, yeah?
This is a real story. After his car broke down, Walter Carr made the long commute by foot through the suburbs of Birmingham, Alabama, to his new job in removals.
Are you going
to
yell the whole time or just the start?
Maybe the whole time.
Maybe just ease up a little bit.
He had to walk 32 kilometres after his car broke down. The police found him en route, Ollie. The police picked him up, gave him some breakfast, listened to his story and went, oh my God, this is amazing. This guy is absolutely incredible. He's walking 32 kilometres to get to his brand new job.
Mm.
So they feed him. They take him to the house in which he's going to be a removalist.
Oh, rich.
Yeah, well, we did hear about removalists.
They make a lot of money.
It's the US, though.
Different.
At 6:30, Jenny Lamy, whose house is being prepared for movers, at 6:30, her doorbell rang. Miss Lamy met Mr. Carr, the guy who was walking 32 kilometres to get to work. She's like, mate, you need to sit
down.
Sorry,
Mr. Carr or Mr. Carr broken down?
It's my story.
Okay, sorry.
You've stuffed me up now.
You're just reading, are you?
Yes. The police tell Miss Lamy how far Mr. Carr has come to pack up her house and remove all the stuff.
Mr. Carr broken down.
No, just Mr. Carr. She's like, dude, you should sit down because you've been walking a long time. He's like, nah, man, that's fine. I'm gonna pack up this house. This guy just gets on with the job, Ollie. He's walked 32 kilometres to get to the job. That's not the best part, Ollie. That's not the best part.
What?
No. Here's where it gets uplifting. The boss.
Mr. Carr get fixie.
No. Well, kind of. After his boss had heard about a worker of his walking all night to get his first... to go to his first job.
Can't you read it? So bad.
Well, you wanted me to read it. And I'm trying not to read it now. I'm trying to read it verbatim, but there's a lot of details on this page. So the company's called Bellhops. Luke Marklin, he's the CEO of the company. He meets with Mr. Carr, or Mr. Carr broken down, as you'd say. And he goes, Mr. Carr, I've got you a new car.
Mr. Brand New Car.
Mr. Brand New Car. So this CEO of Bell Hobbs, he gets given a brand new car. It's a 2014 Ford Escape.
That's special.
And Mr. Car, oh, I forgot to tell you that he was part of the Katrina, Hurricane Katrina stuff.
That's an important bit of backstory.
It's kind of important that, you know, he's been through a devastating time, yeah. And everyone was amazed by his story, and everyone's going, man, you're gonna go on to do good, great things.
But that was a while ago, that hurricane. Like, come on, move on.
You want to take that back?
Sure. Take that back. Sure, take it back.
Yeah, good. Take back the Mr. Car broken down as well, because he ends up getting a new car. Anyway, Mr. Car plans to graduate from college in December with a degree in health sciences.
You lost me at the end there.
Huh?
You lost me at the end there. I think you lost everyone.
How good do you feel now after that heartwarming story?
Oh, it was a great story. I would just say next time, read it first before you go on air.
That was a good 4.5 minutes, though.
Yeah, well, pass the time. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M. What a great story.
Such a great story, Tom. Heartwarming, in fact, about a young man on his first day of work hitting disaster. I won't go into it again because you nailed it. I mean, you just really told that with such gusto. But, a heartwarming story. He got a brand new car given to him after his car broke down and he walked 32 kilometres to get to his first day.
What an amazing story.
Now, Tom, that's all you can say now is what an amazing story. We're going to get into Deep Thought of the Week. But before that, we just thought we'd touch base with our cryptocurrency. I don't know if you've heard, but we're hosting an end-of-year party. And it's all based on cryptocurrency.
Yeah, let's do it.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say. So Tom and Ollie are having an end-of-year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end-of-year crypto party. Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. Triple M.
That come on is the best place come on ever.
Yeah, I wrote that, by the way. Yeah, I said put Leighton Hewitt's come on in instead of the actual original song by Kool and the Gang. But Tom, the important thing is, how's that money going? Because this party is funded purely by, it's two coins we've invested in.
An unlucky coin and a lucky coin.
Yeah, from two blokes.
An unlucky man and a lucky man. Hang on, I just need to log on.
Jesus.
Whoa. Sorry, it just takes a long time.
Yeah. Now, that's obviously not CoinSpot, our platform. That they have a fast connection. That's your dial-up. Yeah?
That's my dial-up at home.
That's your dial-up.
I have to connect to my server at home.
Yeah. And so how's that coins going?
Ollie, last time we checked in, $2,343 was our total.
Oh, what a party that would be.
Not really.
Not really.
We have two coins. We have ADX and we have Bitcoin Gold. One of these coins in the last 24 hours has gone up 13.44%.
Well, I know that our lucky man Joe chose ADX, and it was unlucky Gavin that chose, what was the other one?
Bitcoin Gold.
Oh, is that right? One of the two.
Ollie, I can say one's gone up 13.44%. The other one's gone up 8.72%. We now have a total of $2,884.
We've made money.
Finally.
So who's made the money? Was it ADX or Bitcoin Gold? You don't know.
ADX is the most.
Would you believe it?
Raised the most.
It's Lucky Joe.
That's Lucky Joe.
Lucky Joe. And in true form, unlucky Gavin's coin, Bitcoin Gold, has, by the sounds of it, lost money.
What a shame. What a shame. Hey, it's Wacky Wednesday, which means it's time to call for
Deep Thought of the Week.
133353. Let me turn my mic up.
Don't do that.
Have you got some deep thoughts in your brain, in your head, in your mind? Then now's the time to call 133353. Join us in the pondering pond. Get naked with us.
Here's one.
Yeah.
Are cryptocurrencies a physical thing or are they purely virtual?
Deep Thought of the Week.
133353. Get involved. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Wacky Wednesday. And it's time for Deep Thought of the Week. Triple M. What? It's fine. It's Enter Sandman. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday.
Can I say one of the great tracks of the early 2000s coming out pretty soon, Bohemian Like You, Andy Warhol's.
Ooh.
Isn't that good?
It is good.
Party starter.
It's fun. It's a good one.
Guess what?
What?
Let's jump on the pondering pond.
Deep thought of the week.
You want to explain this? Or?
Chill out, bro. It's the pondering pond. You need to relax, you know?
Deep thought of the week.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. Or as a philosopher once said,
shut up,
Ollie.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Deep thought of the week.
No, that was Pusha T.
A great philosopher.
Pusha T on his Kanye produced album, Daytona, out this year.
Very Triple M. 1-3-3-5-3. If you've got a deep thought, then give us a call. Join us in the pondering pond. Naked. Of course.
What's yours, Tom? Should I go?
You pass your death anniversary every year without knowing the date.
Deep thought of the week.
Heard it before.
Yep. Well, I'll prove it.
How about this, though? When you go snorkeling, and as you get deeper, the coral loses its colour.
Yeah.
It looks darker and darker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do we know that for sure? Is it because... Are you going to laugh at mine? Mine's actually from my own head. Yours, you just read a shitty quote.
Yeah, but you...
How do we know for sure that there is no colour?
Deep thought of the week.
I wasn't finished.
Sorry.
But I am now, because I'm pissed off. You're on your own.
Stevie, you're naked?
No, I'm not really, mate, but you know.
You didn't explain that at the start.
Yeah,
you just came out blazing.
I said that in the pondering pond, we're all naked. So, Steve, are you naked?
I am naked. Yes,
good.
I am.
Well done.
That was quick.
There we go.
What's your deep thought, Steve, as you get into the pondering pond all muffled?
If they could perfectly clone a loved one, whether it be a wife, whoever it may be.
No, too hard to hear.
Yeah.
Well, is he underwater?
I think he's...
Steve, lift your head out of the water and come back. It's one of those pools. It's like a spa.
We'll come back to Steve.
A sign would say on the wall, don't put your head under.
Couldn't really hear him that well. John, welcome to the Pondering Pond on 133353.
Hello, Tom and Ollie. How are you going?
John, just chill a bit, mate.
Oh, okay, mate. I'll just...
That's it.
Buttocks under the water and...
Yeah.
All good.
You're naked? You got your clothes off?
Yeah, it's all good. Nice and chill.
How's the rig, John?
It's all floating.
It's all floating. Yeah, what's your deep thought? I'm reading here that it's to do with something from Naughty After Nine.
Yes, I'm just wondering if a snake is slapped in the forest, is anybody here?
If a snake is slapped in the forest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
You can get out slowly. Don't disturb the water, mate, because we know you're a bit of a disturber of the water.
What are your thoughts on that one, Tom?
Yeah, weird. Hi, Chris.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Chris. Welcome to the Pondering Pond, bro. What's your deep thought?
If a real decent-looking person is naked in public, is it still indecent exposure?
Brilliant.
Deep thought of the week.
I don't know, Chris. You tell me. I reckon you'd know the answer.
I wouldn't think so.
How many times have you been naked in public, Chris?
I'm not allowed to say.
It is illegal, so.
133353, give us a call and join us in the pondering pond for deep thought of the week. You got one of those thoughts in your heads, you just need to get out.
Make sure you're naked, but not in public, in the pond.
Exactly. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 133353. It's my pump-up song to go out on a weekend. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. It's a wacky Wednesday. That's right. Things get wacky around here on a Wednesday night. It's no hump day for us. It's just wacky.
Hey, Tom, here's some good news for a wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, please.
There is a positive movement on the front of our erotic fiction short story book.
Really?
I can't say too much right now because it's pre-9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's pretty naughty.
On the dot of 9 o'clock, 9:05, we will be revealing and hopefully chatting to someone who has the book we want in their hands.
5-minute erotica.
5-minute erotica. And if all goes well, a bit of a taster.
Let's jump in the pondering pond.
Deep thought of the week.
Jeez, I love this time of the week when the deep thoughts flow from our minds, from our chakras, from our loins into the ether.
Our uncovered loins.
Is that your...
I never know if the squeaking chair can be heard in the mics.
Yeah.
Because it's loud for us in the room, but can people hear?
I'll turn your mic up and you do this.
Turn the sound up. Is that good?
Yeah, we can hear
that. If you can hear that, 1-3-3-3.
No. Just call us if you've got a pondering bond.
Yeah, okay.
Thought. Hey, Dylan.
Dylan.
Good vibes, Dylan. You're relaxed.
Yes.
You're
very peaceful.
Very relaxed, aren't you?
I am.
You're naked, Dylan.
Yes.
Very forward with the nudity tonight, aren't you, Tom?
It's a rule.
Thirsty.
Apart from my socks.
Oh, you're a bit of a socks on. I don't mind a bit of a socks on session.
In a lake? In a pond?
Oh, no, not in a pond.
What's your deep thought, Dylan?
My deep thought is, when does a cloud become fog?
Deep thought of the week.
I'll pay that.
I could be stupid, but is all fog cloud?
Depends where you're standing.
Well, it's all just moisture.
Deep thought of the week.
Tom's impressed by that.
No, that's good.
It's all just moisture in the air, isn't it? But where is the line?
Dunno. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Hey.
What's your deep thought, Sean?
Well, I am naked, by the way, with a cup of chamomile tea by my side.
Oh, that's how you do it, Sean. You just get naked, you drink tea.
Don't spill it.
Well,
don't spill it.
Is there any other way?
Watch out.
Okay. If a tree falls in the forest, who the hell knocked it over?
Is that your best effort?
Pretty much. Well, I'm very calm, so my brain is very relaxed. So I'm not thinking too hard right now.
All right, well, you can hang around.
Deep thought of the week.
Have a kombucha with your chamomile tea. Get some good gut bacteria.
I wasn't impressed by that one.
Either.
No.
No, but we...
Because Sean sounded smart. All...
I know.
I was impressed. He's drinking chamomile tea, but then he comes out with like a, well, the chicken crossed the road.
Okay, mate.
Come on.
Don't judge people in the pondering pond.
I just thought better of Sean. Okay, let's go.
Where?
Beyond.
Deep thought of the week.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are we?
Really good.
So good.
All right. I don't want to blind your mind too much, but I have two really deep thoughts for you this week.
All right, hurry up.
Pick your best.
Mike Wazowski, the little green one-eyed monster from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
Whoa.
Mike Wazowski. Does he wink or does he blink?
Yeah, brilliant.
Deep thought of the week.
It's a classic one. Yeah, go for it.
Keeping it on the Disney theme.
Yeah,
in the Cars universe, does Lightning McQueen have life insurance or car insurance?
Deep thought of the week.
I missed
wow.
that.
You found a Disney fan here, Nick.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Does Lightning McQueen have life insurance or car insurance? Because he's a living, breathing car.
Yeah, we get
hate
Nick
to say,
I don't get it.
repeat it. Still don't. I don't get it.
Okay, I'll leave it with that.
No, it's my bad.
Just
don't
ponder it
me.
As a deep thought.
Yeah. Ollie, he opened with in the Cars universe.
Don't explain it to
Disney.
Me again. I don't deserve it.
Oh God,
I don't deserve it. On Facebook, Mauricio said, "Deep thought of the week: Mars is entirely populated by robots. Nothing else."
Deep thought of the week.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Jesus Christ. Why can't this be love? Van Halen, welcome to your Wednesday night with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Thank you to John, who messaged in on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. You can contact us there at any time. Love all your feedback. We get a lot of feedback. We don't get too much. Deep thought of the week, he said. Deep thought of the week, bugger me, the Disney references. My Lord, my head is spinning upside down, smiley face.
Is his head spinning because he loves it that much or just was bemused?
Doesn't say.
Deep thought of the week.
Now, Tom, I just want to, before we press on with some you know, new gear and good gear, of course, I want to just stop for a second.
Okay. That was another radio show's reference there, but that's fine.
Doesn't matter. I want to pick you up on something you said to me just yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You were reflecting on your Hawaii holiday.
Oh, God, I had some good fun.
We had a good break. We had 2 weeks off. I was in Thailand.
It's a military town. Did you know that?
Well, this is it, because you're in Hawaii, and what you're saying is you're aware of the culture you're in?
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot about Hawaii.
It's a military town. What else did you learn about Hawaii?
Gay scene's not that good.
The gay scene isn't that good.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of...
Climate?
Good. Weird.
Weird.
On the Big Island of Hawaii, 10 out of the 14 weather systems that exist on the planet exist on the big island in Hawaii.
But you sound quite smart, though. You sound like you know your stuff about Hawaii. Yesterday, though...
Ask me anything about Hawaii. I'll answer it.
Well, yesterday you said...
I'm a Hawaii ninja.
You said one of the dumbest things I've ever heard you say. No. And that's saying something, because you say some dumb stuff. We were talking about the food.
Dumb things and me,
mate,
don't equate.
You are Paul Kelly, the original dumb things... inventor.
I can't believe you just called Paul Kelly dumb.
You said about the food in Hawaii. Mm. You said
delicious.
And if you can fact check this, then please help me on 1-triple-3-5-3.
Heaps of fish.
You said there's heaps of sushi there.
Yeah.
Because the Japanese came because of Pearl Harbor and shit. That was a quote. There's heaps of sushi there. The Japanese came because of Pearl Harbor and shit.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain what you meant by that and how sushi came to be a large feature of the Hawaiian cuisine?
I did a lot of exploring in Hawaii. I traveled around the place. I didn't get to Pearl Harbor because it was on the other side of the airport if you're in Waikiki. So it's quite a while away. I'd have to take an Uber and it'd cost me at least $50. So I didn't get to go to the military museum in Pearl Harbor. Would have liked to learn a bit more about the history.
Why is there sushi?
Because the Japanese.
See, I'm no history.
Pearl Harbor.
I'm no history buff either.
Well, Japan bombed Hawaii in Pearl Harbor. They bombed Pearl Harbor in Hawaii.
And you're saying when they did that, they left some sushi.
Sushi came out of the
place. It a sushi drop?
You've heard of a sushi train, Ollie.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Have you heard of a sushi train? I mean, a plane.
It's like Parliament question time. With less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh,
maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ah, little Tommy, you've tried to move on here. You press the sound effect to move the show on, but I've got a halt here because you've been caught out. I've quoted you. I've quoted yourself back to you. You said it yesterday about your trip to Hawaii,
which was awesome. I learned heaps about Hawaii and its culture. Well, and its culture. C-U-L-C-H-A.
I need to get to the bottom of this because in your mind, you said. And I quote you, there's heaps of sushi there in Hawaii.
Yeah,
the Japanese came because of Pearl Harbor and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that was your quote.
Yeah.
I was showing a deep understanding there of Pearl Harbor, of Hawaii.
No, well, I said I couldn't make it to the Pearl Harbor Museum.
You didn't get
museum.
There.
I couldn't get there.
I need to
know.
I
would like to. I like men in uniforms.
That is how your brain works. If there's no sex inspiration for you, why bother pursuing it? Except for sushi. The sushi didn't inspire you to find answers? Or just eat it and it's gone?
There's lots of sushi in Hawaii, and it must be because the Japanese invaded Hawaii.
That doesn't
make sense. I saw artwork of the Japanese arriving by boat and them with the natives.
Okay, here's the question. 1-triple-3-5-3.
I'm sure of it.
If you're a history buff, you can answer this, or if you just know Hawaii stuff pretty well.
Yeah, military history is probably...
Is Tom correct in saying that there is lots of sushi in Hawaii because of a Japanese influence that came... From his words, Japanese and Pearl Harbor and shit, or is sushi a thing in Hawaii because it's a thing everywhere? Has Hawaii got a special sushi tinge because of World War II? I don't see how that would work. They bombed the place while they also just leave some sushi.
I told my mate Miles this the other day and he said, "You're joking, right?"
Well, we don't know the answer. I wish I could make more fun of you, but I don't know the exact reasoning why.
Yeah,
it's true, as you say, there is sushi... of a high prevalence.
I can be the smartest person you know.
History buffs, 1-triple-3-5-3. Hawaii buffs, 1-triple-3-5-3.
And now a tune. Turn this up. Bohemian Like You, the Dandy Warhols, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Tune. Bohemian Like You, the Dandy Warhols, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday. It's not hump day. It's Wacky Wednesday. We have questions on this show.
Not about this, though, because I know my when it comes to military history and Hawaii.
No,
it's
Tom.
Definitely true.
We're troubleshooting the fact that you don't know anything about Hawaii and the history and the background of the country you visited for 2 weeks.
By the way, not far away, Naughty Afternoon, we're talking sex injuries as well.
Yeah, instead, you spent 2 weeks laying about nude like a lizard in the sun. Catching rays. And
don't call me a lizard and don't call me a lot lizard.
You're either. A lot lizard. You are. You and your mates are a couple of lot lizards. And if you know what a lot lizard is, I'm sorry. And if you don't know what it is, then
Google it.
You're lucky. Now, Tom, you said, quote unquote, there's heaps of sushi in Hawaii. The Japanese came because of Pearl Harbor and shit. Yep. And that is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, I was being jovial around mates. So I'm sorry about the swearing.
You've been jovial, were you? Jocular, even.
I am a jock.
And we're trying to troubleshoot. Why is this true? Is it true?
It has to be.
Is there a lot of sushi in Hawaii?
I saw a painting with the Japanese invading via boat.
Okay, we've heard that. No one cares. Now, Andrew's done what you've done, Tom. Been to Hawaii on holiday. Are you in the same...
Aloha, Andrew.
The same naive...
Aloha.
The same naive boat, Andrew.
Oh, mahalo.
No, the Japanese were already there pre-Pearl... Pearl Harbor. They're actually the second largest... indigenous population on the island.
And Andrew, that's where the and shit comes from.
Exactly right.
In my phrase.
That's where the made up bit comes.
Because I was saying if Ollie would go on with my quote, I said because of Pearl Harbor and because they were there before Pearl Harbor.
And they were there long before.
Yeah, I'm sorry I cut you off. So it's not some kind of sushi drop from the plains, Andrew?
No, definitely not. They were already there.
And so clarify, you're telling me that in Hawaii, the indigenous population were Japanese?
No, the second largest. So outside Hawaiians, the next largest culture on the island were Japanese who, I don't know the history of how they ended up there.
Well, this must be the painting, Andrew, that I saw.
It must be the painting that was sailing in.
Don't you dare jump in over Andrew who actually knows something. You don't know shit.
I saw a painting at the airport with the Japanese arriving via boat. And this was
a long time before Pearl Harbor, though.
Exactly. And Captain Cook.
Well, your quote was, the Japanese came because of Pearl Harbor and shit.
Captain Cook also arrived there by boat.
You're so naive and it's embarrassing.
I'd like to learn about the places that I travel to.
Don't even. How good's France with those baguettes?
Oh. Do you want to know a fact about
France? I don't.
Oh, okay.
Ron, help us out.
Guys, good evening, Tom and Ollie. How are you going? Good?
Yeah, good, Ron. Good, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, the name gives it away, Pearl Harbor. The Japanese emigrated to Hawaii, I think they started around the 1850s, 1860s.
Yeah.
And they basically emigrated there to institute the pearl diving industry, hence Pearl
exactly,
Harbor.
Exactly, that's why they call it Pearl Harbor. You and me, okay, Ron, we're a couple of history buffs.
Ron, that's impressive you know that. So that's pretty a fair way back. That's a long time ago.
Yes, and actually, as a by note to that, exactly the same happened up at Onslow in Western Australia and Dampier, where the Japanese come in and were used for the pearl diving industry up there as well.
Exactly, and that's from that scene in Australia. One of the greatest movies ever made by old mate.
Ron said there's a by note there, and you tuned in, which is interesting. Adam, what are your thoughts on this one?
How you going, buddy? In the movie Pearl Harbor, you see one of the Japanese baddies rings up Hawaii, and he talks to one of the guys in the shop who's a Japanese guy who works in the shop, I think as a barber or something, so they're definitely already there.
Yeah. We've just heard from Ron, who knows his history, and Adam has seen Pearl Harbor and reckons that the barber shop is a good giveaway.
All right, come on, Robert, finish this off. What do you got to add here?
So I can say to you quite conclusively that the Japanese have been diving for pearls down quite heavily in the South Pacific for years and years and years, prior to any war.
And that's why there's sushi and shit.
Now, Robert, you know your stuff. Robert, answer me this. If I say this quote to you from Tom, what is your immediate response? There's heaps of sushi there. The Japanese came because of Pearl Harbor and shit.
It sounds like it's been spoken by a dullard.
Dullard indeed, Tom.
Yeah, but it's true because the Japanese were there of Pearl Harbor and shit. They had to.
You should have said because of pearls and shit.
Well, no, Pearl Harbor. They tried to. Yeah, anyway. I'm guessing here, but they were trying to regain their land.
You should
back.
Be embarrassed. You're like a Bali guest going to Bali and going, "How good's Bintang? This is great, cheap stuff. Woo, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie."
But it is.
It is cheap.
Yeah, and it's great. And Bintang's awesome.
You're a disgrace. You are that typical traveler that everyone goes, I'm embarrassed to be Australian.
Well, you never left the resort in Thailand.
I did once.
Yeah, for a massage.
It was a great massage.
You and Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Burn For You in Excess. And it's Wacky Wednesday, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. We'll speak to the woman who's going to deliver us a book of erotic fiction that we'll be able to use for Flirty 930, a brand new way of storytelling at 930.
She's American herself, and she's quite a fun lass from what I've been seeing in her messages, Tom.
Also, we'll get to a story about a man who ruptured his airways in a very unusual way, and we'll talk sex injuries.
Well, speaking of sex, Tom, yesterday you tweaked my thoughts when you started asking me, for some reason, you probed me about having children. Well, yeah, you mentioned that you said...
Are you proposing now? Is this the moment? No. You'll do it on radio, won't you?
I'm not proposing to my girlfriend,
and
no.
Will you do it on radio?
Well, she heard this segment yesterday. You did when you asked me this on radio.
And so she said yes?
No, I didn't ask her to marry... I said to her, how would it be if I proposed to you on the radio? Yeah. This is quite funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this could be like pretty powerful.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And she's like, no way. Like, please don't do that. And then I played out in my head what would be possible, which is me going, Sarah, I'm doing it now. Will you marry me? Do the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you know Sarah, if you're a friend of Sarah, message her now. Make sure she's listening to the show. She hears this.
Yeah.
And imagine if not one of my friends or our friends was listening.
Oh, so,
so I propose.
So it's kind of like when we get no callers, but in this sense, you're proposing.
I propose, and she's like, I didn't hear it. And it's just like a wasted proposal.
Well, there's still the idea that I put a ring in her drink.
No, it's not a thing.
Date that you guys are having.
I bring
and then
it up.
She thinks that you're proposing, but you're not.
No, it's a stitch up, and she cries for the next 8 hours.
Great stitch up.
I bring it up because you mentioned babies and, you know, would I want a boy or a girl?
Are you pregnant?
Again, that's not a thing. But what is interesting is I came across this article fortuitously after this conversation about baby names in Australia that are banned. Are you aware there's a banned list of baby names?
I'm pretty sure you couldn't call your baby.
What?
What?
Dickhead?
I'll mouth it.
See you in the Northern Territory. That's not on the list, though. I've got a long list of words that are banned.
So you can call your baby that?
I reckon you can call him a C-bomb. Why not?
Stop.
There's the swimmer.
Stop referencing it.
There's the swimmer, C-bomb. Remember her?
No.
At the Olympics? Her surname is C-bomb. Oh. You can't call your kid Australia, which is shattering.
Oh. How un-Australian.
Australia Morris would have been cool.
It's literally un-Australian.
It is un-Australian to ban, you know.
No, it's literally un-Australian.
It's very good, Tom.
Thank you.
Can't call your kid Christ, which if you're religious, that's annoying. Because you might want to take that.
What if he is the second coming?
That's why when everyone's like, or you know, oh, that person's crazy, he thinks they're Christ. Well, it's like, well, you can't be called Christ, so it's illegal. Lord, God, Justice. Justice Morris is a great name.
Justice Morris. Justice Morris.
Can't call your kid Officer.
Officer Morris. Yeah, there's a reason why not, isn't there?
Can't call your kid President, Prime Minister. But this is the weirdest one.
I don't like that you can't call your kid Duke.
Duke. Yeah, Duke's a cool name. That would be cool. Duke Bainbridge.
Duke Bainbridge.
If you have a kid.
The first guy, the guy that brought surfing to the Western world, his name was Duke Kahanamoku. Learned that over in Hawaii. Actually, I learned it as a kid because my dad's a gun surfer. You might know him. He did the surf report on a radio station.
Yeah, well, you're in his shadow. That's
why,
that's why you can't get a tan because you're living in his shadow. But what I find interesting, Tom...
Go propose to your girlfriend, you dickhead.
This will be sad for you to hear. If you do ever have a kid, unfortunately, you can't call him Semen. Or Prime Minister.
Oh.
You can call him Emperor. Actually, no, you can't.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.